Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation. I've entitled this study, The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. Let's look at those verses. Title of the session, Preparation for God's Mercy. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the leaves till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. An interruption, a parenthesis in the narrative of judgment. When? Well, there's no way to tell, but probably immediately after the rapture of the church. Why do I say that? Well, the judgments of the sixth seal were severe. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Not a single person could be saved amidst it. Even in his wrath, God shows mercy. Chapter 7 is a beautiful scene of the Lord's mercy. We can see three parts to this interlude in our text. A suspension of the judgment, sealing of the servants, and salvation of the multitudes. That's in our next session, verses 1 through 17. Angels play a prominent role in God's final events. They are used to execute judgment. Here they suspend it for God's purposes. Chapter 14, verse 18, to chapter 16, verse 5. It says in chapter 14, verse 18, "And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry, and he had the sharp sickle, saying, 'Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.'" And then in chapter 16 and verse 5, "And I heard the angel of the water saying, 'You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things.'" See, verse 1 pictures four angels at the four corners of the earth, ready to unleash fury of the elements, but not at this moment. Chapter 8, verse 7, the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. They were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. A fifth angel appears to perform a special mission. There's these four others, and then a fifth angel appears. Notice the authority that's taken over the others in verse 3. "Do not harm." Kill. Everything is suspended here. Or Who are the 44,000? They're not Christians. They're not Gentiles. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses. They're not Seventh-day Adventists. They are 144 Jews. 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. They're called the servants of God with a special assignment to carry out. The description of them is seen in verses in chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice in heaven like the voice of many waters, like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women. They are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men. The first man, God, is in their mouth is not so soon, but they are without the heart form of God." These 144,000 that we're talking about here in chapter 7 are all men, all virgins, all righteous, and all redeemed. I see three problems in the list of the trials. The peace could have had no intention. Priestly function ended with Christ's coming. Joseph, instead of Ephraim, was Manasseh. It's still a double portion for Joseph. Joseph is an athlete. It's still a double portion of Joseph. Dan is not there. Some say because of frequent idolatrous practices, others believe that the Antichrist will come from that tribe. We're not going to solve these issues. But the Jews are always in God's plan. Israel's greatest days. This is Israel's greatest days ahead. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. "For I did not desire, brethren, to be this picture, lest you should be wise. That blindness in part has happened to you until the fullness of the earth comes." And then there's seal. Some mark on their forehead. Unable to destroy them while they work. Of course, chapter 13, Sealed 144,000 are only pure. Mark chapter 13, verse 9. "But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them." Who is Jesus referring to here? Not Christians, for they're raptured. It is Jews during the tribulation. The whole world needs to hear the gospel before Jesus comes. But listen, it doesn't have to be before the rapture. Christians need to be good Bible students. Misinterpretation of Jesus' word is the cause of much confusion regarding the events of the end times. These 144,000 are going to complete the work, spreading the gospel message before Jesus Christ comes. We'll see him in the next session, but we should get a peek at verses 9 and 10 before we leave this one. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, God sealed 144,000 Jews for his special service in preaching the gospel to the whole earth. What an effective evangelism plan. The entire world reached in 7 years. What's the message? Remember, under the law, it is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Under grace, it is by grace you shall be saved through faith. The Old Testament prophets never saw the church. Jesus' first coming and his return are like one event in their view. Messiah coming for revenge and the kingdom. It's like I've said before, viewing two mountains from afar. The valley that separates the two cannot be seen. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Jesus' coming and his return are both there in Isaiah's passage. But look at Luke chapter 4 again. We looked at this at the beginning of our study. So let's look at it again. Luke chapter 4, in light of Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Here, Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He stopped. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Notice in verse 19 where Jesus stopped his reading of the prophecy of Isaiah. He ended halfway through Isaiah 61, verse 2. Halfway through the second verse. The comma after the word Lord separates Jesus' first coming and his return. And that single comma represents the entire church age. 2,000 years so far, thereabouts. So, if he'd have read on and continued that verse, then he would have spoken of his return, and when he said this has been fulfilled in your hearing, he would have been lying. But he stopped before that and spoke of his coming right then. The church age, the age of grace, ends at the rapture. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 19, Revelation chapter 6 through 19 is what's on the other side of that comma in Isaiah 61 verse 2. That's what we're looking at now. You have a great day.